Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good to be in the Lord's house. I'm glad that shepherd appeased the wrath of God. He was willing, he was able, and he loved us enough that he went and died for our sin. So thankful this morning that I've got him on my side. Got your Bibles, the fourth chapter of the book of Acts of the Apostles this morning. Good to have our visitors with us. Just want you to feel right at home. We want you to know we're glad you come. Amen. We just want to, the Bible says to show yourself friendly and you'll have friends. And I want to show myself friendly because I need friends in this life. And I'm glad today there's a friend that's above all in my life. And one that loved me while I wasn't lovable. And one that died for me when I wasn't worth dying for. And one that with me every day, no matter where I'm at or where I go, I'm glad he still is there for me today. Fourth chapter of the book of Acts, we did already prayers. We want to preach a very simple thought the Lord's laid on our heart. As old preacher, he's probably been pastoring the same church for 30-some years now. And I thought about what he said a long time ago. He said, when the Lord gives you the same verse or the same thought, preach from, he said, this preach is stronger the second time than you did the first. And I know I preached from this verse several times. And I'm just going to, it's the same gospel. Amen. It ain't going to change. Ain't nothing new and don't need nothing new. Our world wants something different. But I'm glad it's still the same way. And I'm glad it's the same gospel today. And there ain't but one God. And I'm glad today there's one mediator between man and God. And that's the man Christ Jesus today. Fourth chapter of the book of Acts. We're going to start reading the fifth verse. You pray just a little while. Again, we want you to know that we're glad you're here. This altar is always open. God knocks on your heart. It'd be a good time for you to get saved this morning. Fifth verse, the Bible says, it came to pass on the morrow that the rulers and elders and scribes and Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power, or by what name, have you done this? And then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, you rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now this is probably a very familiar story to most everybody, and how that this man that lay at the gate, and how the Bible said he was no doubt begging for alms, and how that Peter and John came by. And the Bible said that he was looking unto them for something. And the Bible said, silver and gold is what they had none of. But I believe Peter said, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, he said to rise up and walk. But I thought of that. I went to bed last night, and probably before that, with this on my mind. Seemed like all night, as I was waking up and I think about it, I thought about a name. The Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. I'm going to read that again. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And I thought about how that our world this day and time, they have so many answers to problems, and and all this, but I thought about how the Scripture, the Gospel, the Word of God, how it gives us the whole remedy of what we need to be saved. And how that a name is something that identifies. I thought about we can mention men in the Word of God and how we can mention Adam, and we can think about how Adam was the man that fell there in the garden. How that Jesus said that without one man's disobedience, how that we all became sinners. How that the song that Jordan sung there a while ago, how that by the law of God it recognized that I was lost because I was a sinner. But the reason I was born into sin was because of that one man, Adam, that name back there in that garden. I was conceived in sin. I was born in iniquity. I was brought into this world, but I had a nature about me that already that I was a sinner before I ever came into this world. It was recognized that when I would be born, I would be born of the seed of Adam, that name back there in the garden that was recognized that he was probably as holy as God before that sin came into the picture there. But I thought about how we can think about names in this world and how Adam's name recognizes that we are of the nature of Adam, we are sinners. How we can recognize how Abraham, the father of faith, and how Moses, the deliverer, the intercessor between Israel and God. How we can mention Joshua there, how Joshua was one that succeeded Moses there, but yet he brought the children over him unto the promised land. How we can remember all about Elijah, and we think about what he done, and think about Elisha, the one that followed him. There are these names that we're recognizing how somebody can come to me, and I thought how they can mention, and they can say, "Don't so-and-so go down there to church where you go," and it'll make me come into remembrance of first of all where they sit in the house of God. We as Baptists have our own seats, in other words, and there's nothing wrong with that. As long as you take your seat in the house of God, having a name recognizes who you really are. Having I thought about these men, how do we recognize who they was and the identity that they was by what they had done in this life. And our identity by the name that we have, after he'll be recognized by the type of person we are and what we've done in this life. And when we stop, the preacher stands up before the congregation when we leave this world. Lord could lay this message on my heart. We had in Sunday school, it was recognized, having the Pope came to America. Friend, the Pope can't save you. Amen. Oh, amen, you might go and confess your sins to him, but he can't change you. There are things one thing that when you confess your sins to him, he'll make you a brand new creature. He'll change your life. He'll change your eternity. He'll change your hope of living. He'll give you a peace that passes all understanding. He'll live in Rome Italy. He lives in glory. And he's sent by the right hand of the Father. He's making intercession. Now there's one God, one mediator between man and God. And that's the man of Christ Jesus. That'll save you and set you apart today. They either is there any other name given. Our world is taking this name that's above all names. This man, Jesus Christ. They'll take his name and they'll curse using his name. The Bible says that I'm not to take the Lord thy God's name in vain. How can they curse you? They don't say, oh, Allah, or they don't say, oh, Buddha, or they don't say, oh, Joseph Smith. They have this name because they know that this name is a holy name, it's a righteous name, and they'll take that name because of that sinful nature of Adam. Listen, this name will stir hearts of people. It'll change your life. It's going to be preached for you to get saved today. It takes the preaching of the cross and who is on the cross or was on the cross. It's Jesus. This name will save you and set you free. Amen. What is the gospel? The gospel is this name, Jesus Christ. The good news. What is grace? Grace is this name, Jesus Christ. What is mercy? What is compassion? What is long-suffering? It's Jesus Christ. In this name will give you access like you've never had. There's places you can't go in this world unless you know somebody. There's jobs you can't get unless you know a certain person. But listen, to get to glory, you've got to know this name that's above all names. His name's still Jesus. That'll save sinners today. And I thought if you're even going to pray, you can't pray in the name of just anybody. You've got to pray in the name of Jesus. Remember over in Revelation, the Bible said, Hannah, John was looking for somebody that was worthy. Opened the scrolls, the seals, and they could find nobody worthy. They looked under the heavens, under there. They looked all around. But the Bible said, one of the elders came to John and said, weep no more. However, we found one that's worthy. Every man, there's one, not two, not three, but there's one that's worthy today to save you from your sin. It ain't Allah, it ain't the Pope, it ain't a bunch of other names out there. It's a name that's above all names, and news of salvation. You better listen today. The world's deceiving a bunch of people right now. The devil's on his job, and people's got false hope, and they're going to find out at the end of the road they trusted in the wrong name. You better put your faith in Jesus and Jesus alone. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come to the Father but by me. Brother, I'm telling you, when I got up this morning, I had this name Jesus on my mind. I know this may be simple, but you need it simple. We need it simple. And we're a world that's confused and going here and there, traveling hundreds of miles to see some old man that was born a sinner like me and you was, put their faith and their trust in him, take them to glory. Listen, I can't do it. I can't save you. I can't forgive you. I can't wash you. But thank God there's a name that's above all men that can wash you clean, set you free, and give you peace on the inside. I'm going to preach Jesus till I quit preaching on me. And one day I get to lay down this old book, and I get to pick up my crown. Praise the Lord. And it ain't because I've done anything good. It's because I've got my faith in the one that done the good. Up in his Jesus. He's the only one worthy. He's the only one able. And there's none other name I've given among men whereby you must be saved. I preach you how to do. Put your faith in Jesus and watch him save you today. I thought about how as men, they's equals. With power and things of that matter. I thought about even in the church. We have different offices in the church. We have certain ones as trustees, certain ones as deacons. I'm not saying any's better than anybody else because they're not. But they've got responsibilities because of the office that they are in the church. But I thought about if I went to do something needed a trustee. I think we got about maybe four. I thought, boy, if I went to one, it'd be just as like one to the other. Because of the office, they're equal. And they got the same power. Amen? Have it in my job. I've got three supervisors that pretty much have the same power. I need a day off. If I need something I need, I go to one of the three. And they should agree one with another. Sometimes they don't. How about they should, because they should have the same power as the other. And they should agree that if I need a day off and it goes along, I would think that they'll give it all. And the other should agree with it. I shouldn't have to go to all three because they're equal because of the office that they have. I've been with things one that nobody's equal with. Things one today that's more powerful than any other. Things one today that's more pure than any other. One today that's more holy than any other, and it's all because of his name. Brother, I know that when that angel came to Mary, he said, we'll call his name Jesus, that he shall save his people from their sin. There ain't nobody else that can save you from your sin. They come as equal. It's Jesus, Jesus only, and there need be more people that preach Jesus of the way, of the truth, and the life that to glory today. Jesus, he's not equal to nobody. He was the only one worthy to open the seals. He's the only one worthy to save your soul. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. One, Adam wasn't begotten, Jesus was born. He was conceived in the Holy Ghost into a virgin, and his name's called Jesus. And when he's able to save people from their sin, and the Bible said in Corinthians, if you be in Christ Jesus, you're made a new creature, and nobody else can do that. It takes a birth, and faith goes through the blessed, holy, the righteous name of Jesus. You can be born today. Our world is being deceived. Listen, I want you young people especially to listen to me. Now, if time goes on, you're going to have a rough road home. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to prepare you. Because when you get Jesus, you don't have to have fear. You'll be all right. God will take care of you one way or the other. You might not have what you want, but you'll have what you need. He'll give you that promise. I'm telling you, the devil, he's not illiterate. He knows the truth, but yet he's trying to counterfeit the truth with things that look like the truth, but he's deceiving the carnal man and people out there that don't know the difference of their fall from the furry, the hook, line, and sinker, and they're being deceived every day. They put their hope in false hopes of things that can't deliver them, and that's why they're doing things in this world. That's why anxiety and stress and suicide and things of that matter is on a rampage. It's because people need somebody besides what the world has to offer. They just simply need Jesus for hope today. I thought about how if you were to watch the news and see how all this is coming together, read your Bible and
see how all of it's coming together. It's a political warfare right now because you've got some trying to impress others, trying to win more to them than they are the other, trying to put down their opponent. Brother, I tell you, Jesus didn't have to impress nobody. He is and was the Son of God and always will be God. Thank God for that. He's not equal to any other. People says, well, if we get this for president, things will be took care of. No, brother, we're in a mess. It's going to take more than a common man to bring us out of this mess. It's going to take a name that's above all names to bring us out of this. Boy, I've thought about this week some things at home, that things that come up and situations and decisions that you make in life. Brother, I'm glad that I've got a rock I can lean on. I've got somebody that he put the food in my refrigerator. He puts the clothes on my back. He gives me the help that I've got. He gives me the privilege to come into his house of this morning to worship him. And it's even better when you're at home and you've got decisions you made. And you just say, Lord, I'm just going to trust you over this decision I've seen him in my life of moving decisions. And maybe I wanted something else, but he took care of me for my bed. I've just got my faith. And it's good to know him today. I sat back around the handshake while ago, and they said something. Everybody, I felt like the Lord just followed me. And my goodness and mercy follows me all the days of my life. And man, Jesus Christ is it. And man, I've got somebody more than common man on my side today. And man, there's a name that's above all names that's not equal to anybody, that's got more power than everybody, and identifies different than anybody. Because Jesus Christ is somebody that'll give you something you can't find in this world. It's called peace and joy and comfort and holiness today. Thank God that the peace of rest of God and his Son went to Calvary and bore my sin there and give me something that money can't buy. I'm so glad today I've got Jesus on my side today. Amen. There's nothing like this man Jesus. Neither is there salvation in any other. Remember this, young people. Nobody else can save you. Nobody else can give you contentment like Jesus can. Amen. And don't get caught up in false hope. These people right in Baptist churches, if you tell them that Jesus is the only way, they'll get mad at you. Because they've been raised some other way. What scares me, these people have been raised another way and fallen for it. When conviction hits them, they'll be mad at conviction. And they'll say, I'm still going to trust in this. You better put your faith in Jesus. He's the only one that's satisfied God. And there ain't nobody equal to him. All they thought about in the scriptures, how the Bible said that even in the Old Testament, if they was magicians, could do mighty works. When Moses went before Pharaoh and tried to get him to release the children of Israel, and if they turned the water into blood, they caused plagues to come. But there was one last time that God allowed these magicians to equal what Moses could do. The Bible said that he told him, he said, you take and you kill you a lamb. And this representing what we're preaching today. You kill the best that the farmer has. The household that has a lamb, don't pick the sickly lamb. You pick the best. And you kill that lamb. And you take that blood of that lamb. And you apply it to the top of the door and the lintel, the sides of the door. He said about midnight the destroyer's coming through. Now, the only thing that can protect the firstborn in that household is for that destroyer to see that blood that's applied to that doorpost. I believe them dads and them moms, I believe when they kill their lambs, I believe they knew that their firstborn's life was at stake. I don't believe they tried to sneak and kill a sickly lamb that wouldn't bring as much money. I don't on my side today. Amen. Church, I'm preaching you Jesus. Now, the amen church has preached that more. They'll not warn you about hell because they're afraid they'll lose your tithes. But I'm going to tell you something about Jesus. He don't have to have any tithes. He owns it all. The Bible said a cattle on a thousand hills is his. And if I'm going to take time to preach to you, I'm not going to waste my time. I'm going to preach to you something that's profitable to you. And you say, oh, you want to be one of them prosperity preachers? Yes, I am. He said he was made poor that we could become rich. He never said you'd get a lot of money. But thank God there's a home that's prepared for God's people that we get to go to. That's a retirement. And it's out of this world. And it's in the name of Jesus today. Amen. Jesus. What a name. You can mention God. You can mention Supreme. You can mention a King. But when you mention Jesus, buddy, people changes. There's something about that name. It's not equal to anybody else. The name Jesus is not because he never sinned. He is the Son of God. He is God himself. He came down in the flesh and was manifest and shown before us. I thought about it. He's not identified like anybody else. Amen. I'm glad today we've got many other names for him. And I remember the song we sung there. When I see him in glory, I know that he reigns. I don't have to wait till I see him in glory. I have to know that he reigns. I know that he reigns right now. I know that our world is a mess. Sin is abandoned, but thank God our grace is much more. And no matter how bad or wicked you've been, this man Jesus Christ, what he do? He shed his blood. He can put it on the doorpost of your heart. He can save your soul. And when the destroyer passes by, and they will accuse you of the brethren, he'll come to you. He'll try to accuse you of the Jesus Christ, the peace of the wrath of God, at the place of his precious, righteous, holy, pure blood. Trying to find it other ways. They're trying to do it. Trying to work it out. Trying to do something to say they've done this and they're going there. You'll not get there but what you've done. You get there to put your faith in the one that done what he's done, and his name's Jesus. Paul said if you want to live by the law, you'll die by it. Amen. He said if you're trying to live by the law, he said you fail from grace. Oh, listen, I know that when God saves you, it ain't like the Pope. A friend of Pope can't change you, but Jesus will change you, and you'll want to do right then. Amen. And our world today is being deceived. Thousands and millions being deceived by some other name. It ain't Pope Francis going to get you to God. He was born a sinner just like you was. Mother Teresa done a lot of good works, but she was born a sinner like you was. And if they went to heaven, it's because of this one name that ain't equal to another name. It's the name of Jesus that'll get you to glory. And I'd like to preach it at the White House. I'd get thrown out in about 2 minutes, but they'd hear the truth. Amen. And I'll tell you what the truth will do. He'll put a seed in your heart that'll convict you somewhere down the road. He'll show you that what I'm preaching to you is right. It ain't by your goodness, your righteousness, or your good things that you do in this life going to get you to glory. It'll be by the grace of God. And what is grace? It's a gift from God. What is a gift? It's Jesus that came down and died for the sin of this world. Yes, I'll stand on preaching Jesus. I've seen him change too many lives of people right amongst me that once was in bondage, that was unhappy. Oh, they might have had all the world had to offer, but they had a void inside their heart that the devil would try to take residence in. They would try to drink it away, try to dope it away, Jesus that you'll be saved today. Don't ever, ever, young people listen, older people listen. Listen, the devil's a mighty adversary. He's very intelligent in certain things. When it comes to deceiving, he tried to deceive the Lord. Do you know what the Lord done? He said, it is written. Amen. When the devil comes to you and says, there's another way of glory, and you better quote to him, it is written, and neither is there any other way under heaven, and no other name given, it's still through Jesus that you'll go to glory today. Well, without him, no hope. You might buy the best flowers, have all your arrangements made, get Billy Graham to preach your funeral. But if you ain't got Jesus, you'll go to hell. And you'll burn there forevermore. I don't care how many masses you went to, how many of them, Brother Langston says, them shirts you put on backwards, put your collar on, tried to wear them to look holy. But I'm going to tell you, God sees deeper than what you are. He sees your heart. The only one can clean your heart up is Jesus. Amen. I love to preach Jesus. He's done so much for me. He's just so good to me. I've just watched him in my life. I've been saved about 41 years. I ain't been perfect. I've not been sinless. But I'll tell you what he has. There's times I ain't even been faithful. But he has. Amen. There's been times that I didn't recognize that he was even around. But he always was there. People says, "Ah, you left God, brother. When you get saved, you'll not leave God. He'll run you down and chastise you. What do you do? If you ain't serving him, you're not mocking, you're not deceiving, and you'll not hide from him, and you'll not run from his presence. If he lives in you, I bring your hands, your mouth to the path, and the ransom was paid. You was paid through the redemption of the holy righteous blood of Jesus Christ. Don't think you're going to run. Serve him and give him all you got and watch him bless you through life." Power and peace comes through purity. And the only way you'll find power and peace is get your life in order. Amen. Live for God. Christian, have you noticed when you get wayward from God, when you start around do things in this world, that troubles your soul? Amen. If you're Christian, it will. Yeah. Hey man, if you can do it and then everybody, you never got something you needed. But when you get saved, you're a new creature, a new birth, a new person. Ain't nobody else can do that. They say Allah is God. There's one God. Amen. He said, beside me there's none other. There's one Lord. There's one mediator. There's one that was crucified for the sin of the whole world. I thought about what John the Baptist said. A man that was chosen of God to prepare the way for the Lord to tell the people who was coming. A preacher of preachers back yonder in the wilderness, the Bible said, he said, behold, in other words, look up on the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the whole world. Who was it he's looking at? He's looking at Jesus. Thought about how Jesus came down to the water hole. Asked John, said, I want you to baptize me, John. And I'm going to tell you something, church. Whether it's in Genesis or whether it's in Revelation, this scripture is going to be fulfilled. And I, brother, I can see it. The things that's going on right now in Iran, and how they're making deals to have nuclear bombs, and how all this ungodliness is going on, how that we've got a bunch that's leading the country that's out in sin. And you say, how do you know that? How it's like one man said the other day. He said, there's alien looking at America after so many years, and said, what happened to the people? And he said, why? How men started staying with men, and women started sleeping with women. And he said they aborted the babies. And he said, now they're trying to commit suicide, make it legal to the old people. And they all were vanished away. After God said, replace this earth. And he said, do it in a godly manner. Holy matrimony in a way that's pure in the eyes of God. And the Bible said, adulterers and whoremongers, God will judge. And if the bed is undefiled, and because you get married, it's still something that's holy and righteous today. And then listen, children, keep yourself pure and keep yourself holy. And live for God, and you have peace on the inside. Amen. Jesus, he was bold, wasn't he? He wasn't worried about the Pharisees' religion. That's what that bunch reminds me of over there. And us, well, we got presidents who say it don't matter what you believe. gonna send you to hell. Amen. You better believe in Jesus. He's the only way. I don't care what the presidential leaders say. Preacher, are you Republican or Democrat? I'm a Christian.
Amen.
Saved. Born again by the blood of Jesus. That's what matters today. I've not got time for a bunch of fools. There's too many people dying and going to hell. And friend, listen. Hey, you better get it right while you got opportunity. Because time's going to end. It's a point of being worse than that. And after this, a judgment. And God gave judgment to the Son. And friend, one day, and you'll stand before Him.
Amen.
And God never gave His Son for you to get into heaven some other way. You get through there by the blood of Jesus Christ, the pure, holy, righteous. When that destroyer come by there in the land of Egypt, every house that didn't have the blood applied, I believe if they put a drop of that blood, the destroyer would have seen it, because that was God's judgment on Egypt. And I thought about, brother, when it comes that day and time, He's not looking at the church books. He's not going to take a sample of the baptizing pool. See if you've been there. He's not going to look at your everyday work. He's going to look for that blood.
Amen.
The blood of that name that's above all names.
Yep.
Preacher, you say, "Why? Well, I got the blood. I can do what I want." That's because you want to do things different.
Amen.
The difference between the Pope and Jesus is when Jesus saves you, brother, He changes you.
Amen.
And you want to change. Hey man, the Pope might say and forget. He can't wash your sin away. He's a sinner himself. Hurry, we hope he's got through Jesus.
Amen.
He might be a fine man. Hope he is saved. But friend, if he ain't got Jesus, he's lost.
Amen.
On his way to hell. I preach that to him. Our world needs to know that this is straight. This is a narrow way. It ain't two ways. It's one way. It's Jesus or nothing. Our world needs to wake up to reality. We're letting the devil take over. Say, get a song this morning. Somebody needs to come. Put your faith and your confidence in Jesus, because He's your only hope today. It's not hard. It's not hard to get saved. It's letting go of this world and just trusting in Him. You're trying to say, "I'm straightening up, doing better." You want to try to live better? That'll be good. But you'll still be a sinner until you come to Christ. As they stand there, mate, this altar's open. It's your song. I don't know where you stand at with God. But I know one thing. God loves you. He died for you. He made a way. He provided Himself a lamb without spot, without blemish. As they sing. He wants you to be saved. He suffered all the persecution, all the penalty, all the pain that you should have suffered. He took it upon Himself that you might have life. Have it all over. God wants you to come. God, His will that none should perish, but all come to repentance. Jesus is that man. Put your faith in Him. How do you know you're saved? I'll tell you how I know, because Jesus died for me. He died on Calvary. He shed His blood. He done that for me. It's personal. It can be personal for you today. He just wants you to come. Want you to come. Neither is there salvation in any other. No other name given among men whereby man must be saved. Peter and John said, "Don't recognize us." It was that one you crucified that raised this man, that caused him to walk. This man that had nothing but names made whole. That was Jesus, doesn't it? You get saved by Him, be Jesus saved you. You come. We'll give Him glory, because we can't do it. He can. How far are you going to go in this world? How far are you going to run from God? How many times are you going to reject the gospel of Jesus Christ? The good news. Probably the first good news we've heard all day is about Jesus. We all got sad news, sad times. I'm glad Jesus. Jesus is what you need. What a friend we have. No greater friend than one could have. One would lay his life down. But no. He does that for you. As they continue to say, somebody needs to come. Lord, it's going to ask you to come. God loves you. We'll meet you right here. We'll ask them to continue to sing. We'll pray. That's what you want to do. But you're going to have to make a step toward Jesus somewhere. I beg you, I plead with you to come. If I could come and walk with you, raise my hand, I'll do it. I'll come right to your seat and walk with you. But you're going to have to make that choice. As God knocks on your heart, it'll be the best decision that you ever made. You have a peace that passes all understanding. I want to ask every head to bow this morning, every Christian that can pray. I want you to pray. Keep praying in this altar and get where you can. But maybe this morning, I know it's a very simple message. It don't take a lot of detail. The Bible said a small child would be able to understand it. And even in this old scripture, it said a wayfaring fool would err therein. And the Bible talks about two types of men, the wise and the foolish. And he talks about the wise man, the one that digs down deep and finds a solid rock to build his house on. But said the foolish man builds it upon the sand. Said when the storm comes, that house falls, and great is the fall of it. If you dig down to where Jesus is, press to where He's at, put your faith completely in Him. The Bible said this was the stone that the builders rejected, but this stone that they rejected, that they hung at Calvary, was made head of the corner. This is what it's all squared by in this world. Everything that we do, the laws of this land was once established by this stone that was rejected because it was brought out the Word of God. And that Word of God is, the Bible said the Word was of God and the Word was God. And all these things, thou shalt not kill and thou shalt not steal and commit adultery and all these things that the Scripture tells us was the laws of the land. But now man's trying to rewrite what's right and wrong. And that goes right along with Scripture. It says they'll call evil good and good evil. Now they're saying if you preach against sin that you're a hate preacher. I'm glad Jesus preached against sin, and He loved me. And I love the world. I love them. Their souls. I don't love what they're doing. And that's why I'm going to preach to you. I'm going to tell you Jesus is your only way. And I'm telling you, if our children ever need to hear that Jesus is the only way, it's right now. Because the devil is as slick as he can be when it comes to trying to deceive. Come right into our churches and change the message into something else to make you feel good. Sometimes the Scriptures don't make you feel good. It's a sword that cuts deep and shows you where you stand at with God. And that's why it makes you uncomfortable. But God can take that same sword and He can heal you and give you peace. Maybe you're here this morning and God's dealing with your heart. And you feel like this morning that you need just to trust in Jesus. And you just don't have the courage and the willpower to make that step. You're holding on to something. Something in this life is keeping you from coming. It may be pride. You don't want to come before the people. Jesus said, if you're ashamed to confess me before this sinful and adulterous generation, I will be ashamed to confess you before my Father and His holy angels. Don't let pride send you to hell. Pride will cause you not to believe enough to come. But you better believe when I'm preaching. Because one day when your funeral comes, it'll be too late. We can talk about your name, but God knows your soul. If you're here this morning, I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand. If you want to go to heaven, you're going to have to come. You're going to have to trust Christ somewhere. You don't have to come to this altar, but you're going to have to give your heart to Him and claim Him as your Savior somewhere in this life. I'm going to ask you this morning, as every head's bowed, and you're sincere about your eternity, you just get up out of your seat, come to this altar, and ask the Lord to save you. As they were heads bowed, would you do that? Don't be ashamed of Him. Don't let something in this world send you to hell. Unbelief's all that will send you there. But you hold on to things in this world because you're not believing enough to come. Would you come this morning? I remember when I got saved, I was real backward. Believe it or not. I remember how the devil tried to use that. Said, you're just too shy. You can't go up there in front of all them people. You can't say this or that. But God gave me the opportunity. And praise God, I'm glad somebody's praying and I took it. Amen. Are you going to take that opportunity? We're praying. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus to give them the courage and to give them the faith just to believe that your Son died for them, that they'll make their way to salvation this morning. And we'll give you the praise, honor, and the glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Say, would you just say one verse? It may be later than you think.
Because you've never done nothing, but He done it all. He paid the price. Praise His holy name.